Hey, what's up, everybody? My name's MJ, and you're listening to the MTG in Quarantine podcast. As usual, I'd like to give a quick shout-out before we begin to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find Guardian Games on the web at ggportland.com. I'd also like to utilize this opportunity to give a huge shout-out and thank you to the awesome people who supported me over at patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine. So a huge thank you to Mr. Big Bence, Anomaly, Draco Lucian, Neo Royal, Nick S, Infamous Fridge, Frugal Brutal, and Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/MTGinQuarantine for more information. Today's episode of the podcast is another in the Lightning Build series, where I bring friends of the show and awesome members of the community on to try to build build a deck concept for an EDH deck, blind date style. Effectively, I will give them a commander that they have no idea who it is ahead of time until they are right here, sitting in the hot seat for your enjoyment. Without further ado, I'd like to introduce today's guest in the hot seat, a returning guest, a writer for EDH Rec, Lenny Woolley. Welcome back.
Be back. Thanks for having me. I heard about this challenge and I just had to do it.
Oh, it's a real riot doing this. I went through this myself a few weeks ago, and for all the listeners out there, I hope y'all had a fun time listening to me get grilled. For Lenny's sake here, I had Peter Mono Whiteboarder on doing the hosting a couple weeks ago, and it was hilarious. So yeah, it was fun. Anywho, so again, I have curated a list of legendary creatures from throughout Magic's history, long illustrious history, and I have chosen your commander for today, Lenny. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce your commander match for your lightning build is Myojin of Cleansing Fire. It's a Kamigawa card. It is a 4/6 legendary spirit costing 5 white. Reads, Myojin of Cleansing Fire comes into play with a divinity counter on it if you played it from your hand. Myojin of Cleansing Fire is indestructible as long as it has a divinity counter on it. And remove a divinity counter from Myojin of Cleansing Fire to destroy each other creature. And go.
Wow, I asked you to hurt me and you delivered.
Oh, I totally did. That was deliberate.
Okay.
You asked for it, I provide.
Okay, wow. All right, we got this. Okay, so here's kind of what I'm thinking is that Myojin kind of reminds me a lot of Zitalpa in a way, in how, like, it's this big, giant, top-end thing, and I think what Myojin definitely... Oh, God, and you have to get it... Okay, so first of all, though, we have to get it from out of the command zone into our hand. So right off the bat, we need Command Beacon in the deck, and we're going to want to get Expedition Map to find our Command Beacon to make this part easier. Like I said, we'll skip ramp, but if you're willing to spend, like, I don't know, like $2,000 of ramp in this, that is something that I would consider.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's fair.
Just go straight for the Lion's Eye Diamond and just try to get this thing out on turn three.
Oh, man, that is too good. Mox Diamond. All of a sudden, it's Myojin of Cleansing Fire CDH Light.
Right?
You know? Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so we got that going. We've got our Command Beacon. We're going to get that in there, mana to ramp it, and then we need to get it into our hand. So what I'm thinking is maybe kind of on the way we can slow everybody else down. So I'm thinking about Blood Clock and Umbilicus. So people have to return stuff to their hand or lose, like, 2 life. So, I mean, that kind of will kind of drain people a little bit or slow them down. And then, you know, once we play our Myojin, we can kind of let it go around the table to, to hit that upkeep trigger. Oh, and I should mention, so Blood Clock and Umbilicus are the same card.
And, can you read one of them out for us?
Yes. Sorry, I should have mentioned that I'm just going to go rapid fire on this. And I don't explain things, I just expect people to know them. Yes, 4-mana artifact. At the beginning of each player's upkeep, that player returns a permanent they control to the owner's hand unless they pay 2 life. So I like these because it kind of puts the squeeze on our opponents while we're, you know, waiting to get our Myojin back into our hand. So then, because we're doing something like that, I'm thinking we can add a bit more of that bounce house kind of stuff. So maybe, like, what you see in... Well, actually, let's just drop out God Eternal Oketra while we're at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, White Mane Lion. There's one I actually like a lot, Shepherd of the Flock. So it's like a... It's a rescue effect. It's one of those adventure cards. So you pay like 1 white and you bounce a permanent to your hand, and then you can pay 1 and a white and it comes out as like a 2/1 creature.
Okay.
So just some things like that. Also like that is... Yeah, then I think we want to build in some ETB stuff. Let's go to Scryfall and see what White has for, like, ETB creatures.
Oh, there's a ton of fun little ETB creatures. I'm just not sure what they'll do for you, but...
Well, I mean, Loyal Warhound and Knight of the White Orchid will be good. They're going to, like, fetch us some mana, so that's going to be helpful. Let's see here. Oh, wouldn't you know, it auto-completes enters the battlefield for me on Scryfall. Okay, so yeah, that is kind of a tough call. A lot of them are kind of, they don't do a whole lot for us. Ambitious Farmhand finds more lands. And I guess it looks like there's, like, a lot of life gain happening.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely one of White's big tenets, is a lot of weird little, like, gain 2, gain 3, gain 4 life on ETB, things like that.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe we just kind of move on from that sort of thing. Because a lot of this stuff will be bouncing creatures, and... Well, actually, you know, we could drop in, like, Fiend Hunter and some things like that to end Banisher Priest, so they enter the battlefield, exile target creature until they leave the battlefield. We can kind of defend ourselves in the meantime.
Yeah, run some fun little prison effects, run your O-ring type effects, thing on creature bodies anyway.
Yeah, prison effect. Fun little prison effect, you know.
Yay, mono white.
Yeah.
And this is coming from two people who actually enjoy playing mono white. So again, for the listeners out there, don't think that we're harping on mono white here. We know white does a lot of these things, and it does it very well. We're just trying to, you know, come up with a deck that's still fun to play for and play against, too.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, like, we do kind of have to respect White's weaknesses as much as we celebrate its strengths. And in working with a challenge like Myojin of Cleansing Fire, you know, that I think that kind of brings a lot of the weaknesses to the forefront, is just kind of getting to this colossal thing. So what I'm thinking, though, is another thing that we're going to want to do is we're going to want to start proliferating, because once we get our Myojin out, we're going to want to, like, make sure we have multiple divinity counters. I'm imagining this situation where we've done all of this work to get the Myojin in there. And you know what? While we're at it, we should just throw in, what's the other Myojin? It's like Myojin of...
The new one, you mean?
Yeah. I mean, why not, right? Like, we
Sure.
want to do the same thing. It'll benefit the same way. Okay. So we want to proliferate.
Well, there's definitely a couple of cards that come to my mind when we're talking about proliferation.
Yeah. Yeah, I got like the graceful app, the Grateful Apparition, Karn's Bastion. Those would be really good. The Sword of Truth and Justice. I like the Sword of Truth and Justice here because once we've like ready to start doing work with our Myojin, like having it get protection from white and blue is going to be useful. Because like the indestructible counter will be there for us, but we're gonna be like real sad if like we catch an exile effect on our Myojin. So that's gonna be definitely one I want there. And then, you know, since we're talking about like proliferation and we're talking about the ETB bounce house because we're going to need to bounce our Myojin to our hand, well, we might as well just throw in Cathar's Crusade.
Okay.
So we can run like a bunch of small hate bearish kind of stuff, things that slow people down, creatures, definitely get that God Eternal Oketra in there. Just add that Cathar's Crusade. So we could start threatening a nice board presence right then and there.
Okay,
And
so
then I'm
basically,
thinking.
yeah, using your commander as like a ever-present wrath of God, just kind of sitting there,
Yeah.
effectively.
Well, what I had envisioned was what we were gonna do. Is we're gonna get to the Myojin, and once we get to the Myojin, we want to start proliferating that divinity counter over and over and over again, so that we just can continually to wrath the board. Like that, they just there won't be any other creatures other than Myojin. Oh, you know what we need to put in here though? That which was taken. So. Check this out. That which was taken is a 5-mana legendary artifact, and it just says four and tap it. Put a divinity counter on target permanent other than that which was taken.
Oh, no
Each
way.
permanent with a divinity counter on it is indestructible.
No way.
Way. And somehow it's a list reprint.
Wow.
So yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'm thinking also though, if our end goal is to create a situation where we can just wipe the board at like the slightest drop of a hat, I think we want to throw in some stuff like Flawless Maneuver, a Chroma's Will, well, maybe not. Yeah, Chroma's Will, Make a Stand, things like that to just give our board indestructible and sort of leverage that sort of white card advantage of combining a board wipe. With an indestructible effect.
Especially if you're going to be making a lot of little tokens, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh man, to that effect, we probably should be dropping Oketra's Monument.
Oh, yeah, that'd be perfect. Again, for everyone out there, if you don't know, Oketra's Monument makes all of your white creature spells cost less and gives you a bunch of soldier tokens when you cast creature spells. So, just one of those cards that's like, if I'm building a white deck, you know me, I'm gonna throw Oketra's Monument in there. I love that card.
Yeah, I mean, I will tell you, I have a mono black deck that I play Oketra's Monument
Hey,
in.
it
In
worked.
Oh yeah.
I run Bantu's Monument in one of my mono white decks. They're perfect for any color decks as long as they fit up with what you're trying to do.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely excellent cards. So I know I've added a lot of stuff in here already. I think I kind of want to explore the Voltron angle a little bit. Like, not so much the idea that you're so wholly focused on, like, I need to get to 21 commander damage, but I'm imagining that eventually you'll have situations where Myojin just is the thing that needs to just finish it off. So, maybe I think some just a few like useful equipments that might be helpful. equipment that isn't Sword of the Animist.
Are we talking about kind of the Voltron survival guide, survival kit here of like the usual suspects for big equipment, for and then Swing In for the Win, the Rogue's Passage, Blackblade Reforged kit?
Yeah, yeah, I think I want to see some of that, but the Myojin doesn't have any evasion, and that is a problem. So I think we want to start looking. Well, I guess actually it doesn't really have to, because we can just blow up all of the creatures. So I think, like, we actually, you're right, we can just stick to things like that and not worry about.
Yeah.
Well, Commander's Plate would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, I'm just really, really not caring about the budget here. But the Conqueror's Flail is something we're going to want, because I think, you know, we definitely don't want people interacting with us on our turn. Probably Grand Abolisher for that same sort of thing.
Look, Lenny, we kind of blew the budget like 5-10 minutes ago, because we're running all the mocks and the legal mocks in here too. So I mean, you know, we're already looking at like a $3,000 deck. What's another $22 on top of that for Grand Abolisher?
You know, I keep telling my one of my fellow scrap trawlers, Nick Martin, that I was like, I want to see you just do it. Just jam all of the fast mana. Just cast Zatulpa as fast as you can.
Oh my god, that'd be great. Zatulpa's fun.
For real? Oh man, for real. That deck has wrecked me like so many times.
Yeah, so you're going to be running a lot of mana rocks to try to get Myojin out early, then you're going to try to go with the Voltron strategy. I mean, I feel like Myojin does have an evasive ability and the fact that it is indestructible, and that's definitely a good trait to have for a lot of Voltron decks.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh my gosh. No, I've got it. Oh my god, I'm a monster.
Oh no, what have I done?
Okay, so let's talk about World Slayer.
Oh, no, no, no. Lenny, you monster. Of course, I did set you up on this path, so I guess I'm the monster, too.
Yeah. So, yeah. World Slayer, 5-mana artifact equipment, equips for 5. Whenever equipped creature deals combat damage to a player, destroy all permanents other than World Slayer. So, if we have our Divinity counter, the Myojin will survive the experience of hitting somebody with a World Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you definitely, that's just a nice game ender. I think most people at that point, like, aren't going to really sit through, like, the rest of the game. They'll just give it to you.
Yeah,
because, like, I mean, basically what happens is you end up in a situation where you're like, oh, you got a blocker? Okay, well, I'll go swing at this person then. And then everyone's just back where they started.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm just like, play with me. I promise I build fun decks.
Yeah, maybe. Jerry's still out on that one.
Right. So, the only other thing I can really think of off the top of my head that I really want to pursue here is, like, if we're in a situation where it ends up in the graveyard, because, like, sending it to the command zone is just, like, really bad. Like, we don't want that to happen. But I don't think there are a ton of ways to get cards back from your graveyard to the hand in white. White is really good at getting it to the battlefield, which is really what we just don't want to happen.
Yeah, that's definitely one of Black's slices of the color pie.
Yeah.
It's perfect at doing that.
There's stuff like, I could do like Codex Shredder and stuff, but I'm wondering if we just kind of want to rely on like the bounce stuff and then maybe just run some other things like, that do get stuff back to the battlefield. Like, I'm thinking,
Resurrection works fairly well for this.
Yeah, yeah. In Angelic Renewal?
Mm-hmm.
So Angelic Renewal is, a one and a white enchantment. Whenever a creature is put into your graveyard from the battlefield, you may sacrifice Angelic Renewal. If you do, return that card to the battlefield. I can very much envision us running Sun Titan, and this thing gets kind of crazy with Sun Titan. I'm not suggesting we throw in an Altar of Dementia to mill everybody out, but that is something we could think about. But it would just be nice, if it dies, okay, we can get it back, and then we can use our tech to bring it back to hand instead of doing our command zone to battlefield to hand pipeline that we need
Yeah,
to do the first time.
that'd be really hard to be able to do, especially in white.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else is Sanctum of Eternity. So this is a land that was printed, I think, in Commander 2019. Yeah. And it's two and tap, return target commander you own from the battlefield to your hand. So I think that would be useful if we want to reproc the divinity counter.
Yeah, you could even just like you could cast Myojin from the command zone, knock at the counter, and then bounce it if you have to.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. So I think, yeah, we can just skip the tit trying to figure out getting stuff to the hand and just go with that. So yeah, that's I think kind of how I would go. We don't need to talk about removal and stuff, but I can
No.
guarantee you probably want to put a lot of it in there if you can, just because this is not going to win any land speed records.
No. I mean, honestly, there's a reason you did a really good job on this one because Myojin of Cleansing Fire, if you go on EDH Rec and you go to Mono White Commanders, you actually have to click the little button that says See More at the bottom because it's all the way down at the bottom. It's currently at the as of the time we are recording this, it is currently tied for last place with five decks to its name with a couple others. And I mean, we're even talking about after some Mono White partners just by themselves. So I mean, it's way down there. And I'm honestly surprised by that because, you know, there are other creatures that do this sort of thing. Trying to look for oh man, trying to remember the commander. I just had the name, I forgot what it was. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I'm smart, you know. Jeez, where is it? Yeah, with the mono white commanders, but it does something very similar. To what this? Oh yeah, Megiddo the Lion.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do something very different with the two white and tap to discard and discard two cards from your hand to destroy all creatures except for Megiddo. So it feels kind of the same. Just Megiddo has that opportunity, has the ability to be able to do this time and again. But yeah, if you are able, I mean it's more of a challenge to get Myojin out there, but again, I find these kinds of decks very fun when they get to do the thing.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, it occurs to me, animation module will also put more divinity counters on it.
Oh yeah, because that will proliferate for three and a tap as well.
Yeah. Also, have you taken a look at the EDH rec page for Myojin of Cleansing Fire?
Yes, I actually have. I have it up right now.
This is some wild stuff on here.
Oh, it totally is. I'm seeing some crazy stuff.
What is this?
Well, when one of the decks is considered to be unnatural, I think you kind of get the idea. What is Stuffy Doll
Yeah.
doing on this list?
That's kind of what I'm doing. Are there any themes pages?
No.
Okay,
There aren't enough decks for this commander to have a themes
yeah.
page. So you're kind of just seeing a bunch of seemingly random things. I'm sure there must be some rhyme or reason to these.
Yeah. I mean there's only five decks. But then it's just like Marble Priest. I don't I'm I don't think I can read it. I don't really understand what's happening with it because it's got that old school Legends templating.
Here's a card
But
called Heroes Remember. You gain 20 life for 6 white, and has suspend 10.
it's
That's a card.
yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Not sure what it's doing in this deck, but, you know, again, I'm not going to ask anyone why they make a certain choice. it's kind of funny if people out there want to take a look at this particular commander. It's definitely a perfect commander for the Lightning build because it doesn't really say, hey, build me exactly like this. I mean, there are little bits in there, but also there's no real theme to any of this.
Oh yeah, like the EDH rec page doesn't really like point you in any particular direction at all. I guess other than maybe just try to stay alive long enough to resolve this, which is kind of cool. I'm kind of into that. It makes me kind of wonder if maybe instead of doing like that whole like Staxi bounce everybody, slow everything down, constantly wrath the board, and just World Slayer people build could be instead like a Turbo Fog build.
You could do that.
Yeah. Because, like, you could definitely hit some white fogs and then just try to go from that. And then I guess you still kind of top out at destroy everything. Oh my god. Oh my god. One of the cards in here is Divine Intervention.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I went off on a whole tangent. This is just like, this is so fun to just see the craziness that's on here.
Yeah, it's really great out there. So yeah, if you're interested in finding a commander out there for the listeners who is basically perfectly open to interpretation, Myojin of Cleansing Fire is definitely one of those.
Oh yeah,
So
definitely.
definitely check that out. All right, Lenny, I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the podcast here. It's been great having you again.
Yeah, likewise. Thank you for having me on again.
No problem. This is why I have the Lightning build, is to get people on here to get out of their comfort zone, sit in the hot seat, and then try to figure something out of a very difficult commander, usually.
Yeah, that was fun. Would definitely do it again. 13 out of 10.
Oh, thanks. And before you go, do you want to tell the folks out there where they can find the scrap trawlers and your EDH writing?
Oh, yes. So, you can find my article series, PowerSync, on edhrec.com. You'll find it's monthly now. So, every month, I will be doing a deck build of a really powerful commander that has a reputation, the Urzas, the Chulains, the Korvolds, and I give them kind of fun, weird, janky brews that you could take to a more casual table. And if you want to see me stream, I am one quarter of the Scrap Trawlers. We stream Sundays at 7:30 Central. We do EDH on a budget. We have a lot of cool guests, and once a month we do a theme brew. Our next theme brew is going to be August, not August, March 20th. Yeah, March 20th, and we are doing the theme, The Gods Must Be Crazy. So we are all building a deck around a god card.
And do you have any inkling on what you're going to be playing? Any like a little sneak preview here?
Oh, the deck is built.
I mean,
I'm just
if you don't want to or you can't because of a reason, I completely understand.
Well, I don't want them to figure out what I'm doing, but
Okay, then we'll just leave it there that you have a god card and you will see what happens.
yeah, and it'll be terrifying because that's usually how I build my budget decks.
All right. And oh yeah, I want to thank you for linking to my Najeela deck a few was it a couple months ago now, I guess, in one of your
Oh
articles.
yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that
That was
was.
actually one of my more popular articles too. So, like, thank you for being the inspiration one for that.
Yeah, no problem. I really love I don't play Najeela very much, but I just kind of love having it as a poster child for what you were trying to do effectively. Just trying to take those busted commanders, bring them down to earth a little bit, and make them more casual where they can just, sit at a battlecruiser table and you can still have fun, everyone else will have fun, and they'll just ask you what, probably they'll probably ask you what you were thinking, but it's worth it for that.
Yeah. I mean, we had a whole episode together about it, but like I said, it allows you to build some weird stuff that and put it in a little bit higher power level than you would expect.
For sure. And if you're interested in hearing that previous episode I had with Lenny on the podcast about trying to Well, actually, I think it was about Commander Loudness, actually, that's what we called it. You can find that and the entire back catalog of all the Lightning builds and the entire MTG in Quarantine podcast on the usual podcast outlets. Those are your Google, Apple, Spotify, Player FM, Rocket Cast, Pocket Cast, and so many more. I always forget the names of them, but if it's a major podcast outlets, odds are you can find my stuff there. You can also find me on Twitter at MTGInQuarantine. I'd also like to utilize this opportunity again to give another huge shout out and thank you to all the awesome people over patreon.com/mtginquarantine. So another huge shout out to Mr. Big Bents, Anomaly, Draco Lucian, Neo Royal, Nick S, Infamous Fridge, Frugal Brutal, and Jen of the Filthy MTG Casuals for supporting the show. If you'd like to help support the show and help me make more awesome content, head on over to patreon.com/mtginquarantine for more information. And I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the MTG in Quarantine podcast. My name's MJ. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.